after Operation Midnight Hammer, where the U.S. allegedly struck one of Iran's main nuclear enrichment facilities, we are now seeing a ceasefire holding after one more lob of missiles by both Iran and Israel. Now we're seeing new Middle East peace plans with the furthering of the Abrahamic Accords under a new Abrahamic Alliance, with new, unexpected nations coming to the table. It doesn't appear, though, that this peace will last. The impossibility of a two-state solution is being pushed once again, and the state of the Middle East continues to move towards its prophetic end, revealed to us in the Book of Daniel and 2 Thessalonians. Here's the current state of the Israel-Iran situation. Trump claims a forever peace in the land of forever war, but it could be fleeting. A fragile ceasefire between Iran and Israel gives hope for long-term peace. After 12 days of missile strikes, nuclear tension, and global unease, a fragile ceasefire between Israel and Iran is holding. Brokered by Donald Trump, the truce has paused the bloodshed, but not the deeper conflict. Iran, bruised but unbroken, vows to accelerate its nuclear program while suspending cooperation with UN inspectors. Washington claims victory, boasting that Iran's enrichment capacity has been obliterated, though experts warn the knowledge and materials may have merely gone underground. In the shadows, diplomacy stirs, quiet talks, bold ambitions, and unresolved fears. The world stands on the edge of peace or escalation, uncertain whether this moment is a turning point or just the calm before a darker storm. Worth mentioning in this whole picture is that Benjamin Netanyahu may be going to trial soon. In this corruption trial that he will be facing, he's asked for a two-week delay, and at the same time, Donald Trump has said that he believes the whole thing should be canceled. Israelis love Trump, but some are unnerved by his vow to save Netanyahu from his corruption trial. As the ceasefire has been holding, a billboard has popped up in Israel with Donald Trump, other leaders from other Middle Eastern countries showing a new Abrahamic alliance.
Who else is feeling good about all this, of course? It's President Trump. Went to the NATO summit there, claiming victory for brokering this deal between Iran and Israel, feeling very good about the prospects of potentially parlaying this into long-term relations with Iran and around the region. And on that same subject here, Marty, I do want to show you this billboard that just went up in Israel today. You can see it down in the left-hand corner of your screen right there. It's rather small, the where that's being shown there, but it says the Abraham Alliance, and it has the faces of all of the different leaders that are here in the region here. This is the big focus that is happening on the ground in the Middle East right now. Normalization, that is what the Israelis are looking for, and you see all the leaders around the region there. Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Syria, that's the dream that people have here. That's the vision that the president has talked about, and you can see very clearly certain groups here on the ground in Israel hoping that the president will make this a priority in the Middle East here.
When this term Abrahamic religions is brought up, it's important that we focus on the fact that Christians are the only ones who have the true revelation, the full understanding, and it's very clear to see comparing our scriptures to the Old Testament, which the Jews believe, and the Quran, which the Muslims believe. Most Jews reject Jesus as the Christ and are still looking for a Messiah to come. Islam is obviously plagiarized off of Old and New Testament scriptures. Muhammad also incorporated his own made-up beliefs that are clearly connected to biblical ones as well, just like the fact that they are still expecting a Messiah to come, one who they call the Mahdi, and they're also expecting an Antichrist to come as well, and they refer to him as the Dajjal. The Christians are the only ones who have the true understanding that Jesus is the Son of God, one with God, and the prophesied fulfillment of the Old Testament into the New, and we can see exactly where we're at in this point of history and where we're going into the future. If we were truly looking for an Abrahamic alliance, we wouldn't be looking to Abraham, we would be looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. We'll look at a few more scriptures at the end of this video that absolutely prove that that is the case, but now we'll look at a clip of somebody who works with Trump and within his cabinet to some capacity, saying that new nations, ones that no one would expect, are going to come together to join this new Abrahamic alliance.
One of the president's key objectives is that the Abraham Accords be expanded, that more countries come into it. And we are working on that on my team and in coordination with the Secretary of State and the entire State Department. And we think we're going to have some pretty big announcements on countries that are now coming into the Abraham Peace Accords. And we're hoping for normalization across an array of countries that maybe people would have never contemplated would come in. So we're excited for that prospect. That will also be a stabilizer in the Middle East.
Following the true Abrahamic belief system would be believing in the Bible and the New Covenant, and that Jesus is the Son of God and one with God. One way that we can even see evidence of this is reading the prophecies of what's going on in Israel right now. And these prophecies we are seeing unfolding perfectly in alignment with what the Bible says is going to be coming in the last days. Because in those final days, as the world trembles under war, famine, and unrest, a man will rise, not with armies, but with answers. The nations, exhausted by conflict, will look to him as a savior. He will speak of unity, of prosperity, and most seductively, peace in the Middle East. Israel will sign a covenant, a historic agreement long thought impossible. Enemies will shake hands, and the world will breathe a sigh of relief. For a moment, it will seem the age of war has ended. The temple will be rebuilt, sacrifices will resume, and many will believe an age of peace has come. But beneath the surface, something darker stirs. For this man is not a Messiah. He is the Antichrist, the deceiver foretold by the prophets. As written in Daniel 9:27, he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years, but in the middle he will betray it. He will enter the holy place and declare himself as God, breaking the peace with blasphemy and war. The peace he offers is a snare. The applause of the world becomes the prelude to judgment. What began as diplomacy ends in desolation. The tribulation begins not with thunder, but with a pen stroke, a handshake, and the greatest lie ever told. And they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. Leading up to that moment for the false man of peace to come, conflicts in the Middle East will continue. And one of those ways I perceive that happening is this continued push for a two-state solution. Is Israel moving toward a two-state solution? U.S.-led push aims to end Gaza war and expand Abraham Accords. Preparatory meeting held for International Peace Conference on Palestine cause, two-state solution. Israel was given that land by God to Abraham to be the nation of Israel thousands and thousands of years ago, so the Israeli people will never give it up. The Palestinians lived in that land after Israel lost it in 70 AD. They aren't going to want to leave either. The possibility of a two-state solution seems extremely unlikely, and the continued conflict in the region and the dispute over those who live there will most likely be one of the ways the unrest continues.
So my own solution to this is you give Palestinian rights, you establish a state of Palestine, you stop the Israeli slaughter of Palestinians, you stop the Israeli apartheid state. Israel is dead set against that. The entire Israeli political governance now is dead set against that. Hundreds of thousands of illegal settlers in the West Bank are dead set against that. Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Gallant, Netanyahu are dead set against that. So my view is it has nothing to do with what Israel wants. It has to do with enforcement of international law. So I want to see this imposed, not because Israel agrees to it, but because it is imposed. And there is one country that stands in the way of imposing this, not Iran, not the Saudis, not Egypt, not Russia, not China, not any country in the European Union, one country and one country alone. And that is because of the United States of America and Israel lobby. That's what stops the solution that could bring peace.
But the Antichrist will bring peace to that region as it's prophesied in the Bible, eventually standing in the third temple in Israel and declaring to be God. When all these pieces start to move into place, then we can truly look up and say, our redemption draws near. The covenant that God created with Abraham was never meant to just be with the Jews forever, and it really had no connection to the Muslims either. Those are obviously the plagiarized writings of Muhammad. what it was supposed to be and has become for many of us is a fulfillment that all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And that has happened through believing in the truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." Now, after the first covenant was fulfilled, all the nations have the opportunity to be blessed, not to follow Old Testament Judaism or to follow plagiarized Islam, but to follow the Bible and accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Jesus is the Son of God and one with God, and he is the only way to come to God the Father. Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am."